Right here on KSOM, we're talking high school boys basketball as Harlan has a big game tonight with Atlantic. We'll have coverage on KS95. And joining us now, head coach for the Cyclone boys basketball team, Mitch Osburning. Coach, both teams going into this game have struggled here recently. You were coming off a close loss to Glenwood and a close loss to St. Albert. So lost three in a row, but very close games. How are you feeling about your team coming into tonight's matchup against the Trojans?
Well, I feel pretty hungry. I think you're going to have two teams that are very, very hungry for a win. Atlantic, I think, is a lot like us. And the fact is, they're better than their record indicates because they've been in a lot of games and lost some close ones. And, you know, like I said, they're on the road at Glenwood, played them very, very tough. Clarinda was right, you know, it was a nail biter going in the fourth quarter. And, you know, Clarinda hit some shots and got a little cushion and Atlantic got cold. And, you know, so they're a lot better than their record indicates. And I think we are too. I mean, we lost the last two games. We have a shot 6 seconds. I mean, it came down to last possession. And a Glenwood game got three to win it with 6 seconds left. And then I actually got another three chance to tie it at the buzzer. And, you know, Dallas McDowell, guy we want, he hit three already in the game. And unfortunately, just didn't get one of them to go down. And the game before, St. Albert comes down the last possession. We have the ball. And Joseph Rice, just still befuddled. You get fouled twice and almost probably three times. Nothing. And that's how the game ended, 56-54. And instead of an opportunity to tie it or win it. But that's the way it goes. And you can't put yourself in position like that. We told our guys, and actually Lewis Central defensively played fine, but offensively we really struggled. So we just got to get some more consistency it should be a very, very good game.
So is there any constant theme for your team that you've seen here in these last couple of ball games?
Well, I think just being more consistent offensively, not have that offensive drought where you go 2 to 3, go 3 to 4 minutes and don't score. I mean, basically we had 8 minutes of the Lewis Central game, four minutes in the first, second quarter combined, and then 4 minutes in the beginning of the third quarter, we didn't score. And so that's almost that's a full quarter. 8 minutes, you don't score a point. Fortunately, we kept playing defense, kept rebounding, hung in the game. And then the St. Albert game, unfortunately, Ben Linen, one of our starters and a guy that played a lot last year, came off the bench and he severely sprained his ankle beginning the second quarter. And he was out the rest of the game. And then he was out Glenwood. We're hoping we get him back here in maybe another week. But he's still out. And so that definitely hurts our rotation. And, you know, we're down two starters. Caden Bruck gets re-injured from football injury, gets hurt first game. So other guys just got to step up, and that's what we've got to try to do and try to improve our shot selection. Don't force things up. And Atlantic can come in here. They're going to – this is a winnable game for both teams. And so it's just both teams are going to get after it. And who gets that – who puts that little run on, gets the cushion that fourth quarter, probably going to win the game.
And Dallas McDowell, what's it been like for him? I know it's been a little up, a little down here and there as the season has kind of gone. Maybe he's sort of mirrored your season a little bit, but he did have a big game against Glenwood the other night with 23.
Yeah, you know, he had 23 there. He had 18 the second half against St. Albert. The LC game, that's a game he struggled. He only had 4 points there. But give LC credit. Their defense was targeting him. And so Dallas, and he needs help. And Kobe Clawson's been that secondary scorer and Joseph Rice inside. So that's our main three scorers there. But we just got to get some other guys to step up and help out. Nobody's got to be a hero. Just do what you do. And if we can get a couple of complimentary players to step up and hit some shots, you know, like St. Albert, they had Cooper Hamilton had 5 3-pointers total going into our game. He's like 5 for 30. And all of a sudden he's 4 for 6 that night. And that's what it takes. You need somebody to step up and an unknown to really step up and have a big game.
So what about Atlantic? What do you see from the Trojans that you're going to have to deal with tonight?
Well, obviously, Gavin McLaren is tough inside. He's a wide body. He's a tremendous rebounder, and he's a scorer and good player. Like I said, and Kenneth Jewell, he's you know, the 25% for 3-point arc is a little deceiving because he's a good shooter and shot looks good, and you just don't want to hit him at night. He's going to start hitting. And, you know, they bring Hunter Nelson off the bench, who's short 40% from threes. And so, you know, and Grant Petty can get hot anytime. So you just got to – we just got to identify and defensively try to do a good job there. And like I said, they're balanced scoring. And so, you know, we got to handle their man. Their defense is where they put their hat on. They play very good man defense. And they put pressure on, and so we got to take care of the ball, and that's one thing we've, you know, we had 13 turnovers against Glenwood and 14 against St. Albert, and you know, that's where you got to cut down. We had 9 against St. Albert. As LC, we had 14, and we like to keep those in single digits if you can, and so that's going to be a big key is making sure we take care of the ball, and I think if we can do that, that really helps our opportunity. We got the home floor, so, but you can't take it for granted. You got to come out with some fire and emotion, and like I said, both teams are going to be very, very hungry.
Should be an entertaining game tonight. We'll have coverage on KS95. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mitch Osborne, head coach for Harlan Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.